Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hey, cattle producers, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, January 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Sale time is at 8 a.m. Central Time, 23,000 head to sell, 8,800 yearling steers, 4,300 yearling heifers, and 9,300 weaned calves. For information about these lots of cattle that'll be selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com. Look for the cattle complex to open narrowly mixed this morning thanks to a combination of profit-taking and cash uncertainty. The lean hog trade's also likely to lack price direction today, though nearbys could be better supported than deferreds. Now, cattle buyers and sellers likely to show more energy today. Indeed, the only sign of competition may be which side can look more indifferent than the other. But on the other hand, feedlot managers continue to sense a good deal of market clout tied to tight Fed numbers. But also that packers are disgusted that processing margins in recent weeks have gone to hell in a handbasket. Now, the cash hog trade seems to open with basically steady bids. Country spending seemed a bit soft yesterday, but then again, lackluster bids failed to move many numbers. Monday's kill was 440,000 head, and that was about the most ambitious start we've seen for a slaughter week since late last year. Well, the grains flipped a bit higher overnight with help from a higher close in palm oil futures, and they're starting today in the opposite position of where they were 24 hours ago. The U.S. dollar index is also reacting higher after falling to a new six-week low yesterday. Chicago wheat was a half-cent higher for March, tagging behind corn with little else happening to influence prices. DTN's seven-day forecast expects winter precipitation across the northern Midwest, but the southwestern plains will remain mostly dry with mild and warm temperatures for January. March corn was up 0.75 cents early today, continuing to chip away at market bears with small, steady gains, while the sell side of the market has little reason to fight back. And March soybeans were 7.25 cents higher early on, with commercial traders reacting back after yesterday's 9.75 cent loss. Similarly, March soybean meal is up $2.20. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures yesterday, February live cattle, unchanged at 120.25, April up 20 cents at 119.17, March feeder cattle up down 60 cents at 130.67, the April was down 17 at 129.92, February hogs down 30 cents at 65 even, and the April was down 70 cents, 67.77. On the grain futures, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March was up 1.75 at 444.75, May up 2 cents at 457. Chicago wheat March was up a nickel yesterday, 4.33 1/4. May was up 3.75 at 4.47. March corn down a quarter penny, 3.69 1/2. And the May up a quarter penny at 3.76 1/2. March soybeans down 9 3/4 at 10.57 3/4. And May was down 9 1/4 cents yesterday at 10.66 3/4. March cotton down 14, 74.49. May was down 26 at 74.91. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.